All right, our scripture reading tonight is Proverbs chapter number 18, verses 6 through 15. Proverbs 18, verses 6 through 15. And for a few moments, we'll consider the thought of, or the phrase, the expression, the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. Proverbs 18, verses 6 through 15. The Bible says, "A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as a high wall in his own conceit. Before destruction, the heart of a man is haughty, and before honor is humility. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge." I just want to think on verse number 10 for just a couple of minutes. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. This is a reference to not just the name of the Lord, but more specifically, the divine power of God. This divine power is known to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that in the name of the Lord there is strength, in the name of the Lord there is power, and the Lord Jesus Christ is that strong tower for the believer. When we consider the name of the Lord, we think on Christ. When we think about our strength and our refuge and our place of security, we think of the Lord Jesus Christ. Really, Solomon points out really three different aspects of the Lord's name, or the name of the Lord. First of all, he points us to the sufficiency of God's name for his saints. Number two, he points us to the strength of this tower is enough to protect his saints. And then thirdly, the saints' security in God is safe. So the name of the Lord is a strong tower to whom? The Bible says it's a strong tower to the righteous. Why is it a strong tower to the righteous? Because they run into it, or they run towards it. It is their place of security. It is their place of refuge. It is that sanctuary. It is that place when maybe they're being pursued by wickedness. They're being pursued by something that is against them, an oppression or opposition. It's where they run to when they are being pursued. It's an amazing thing how simple it sounds, but the name of the Lord, it says, is a strong tower. He is the sufficient strong tower. There is enough in God that no matter how many times we run to that tower, it is never exhausted. It is a strong tower not only for today, but a strong tower for tomorrow. There is enough in that one tower, enough in that one name to be a continual feast and a continual treasure for all generations, and even more importantly, into eternity. So it tells us not only about the sufficiency of the name of the Lord, but it also tells us about the strength of the name of the Lord is enough to protect his saints. Now you see that the name of the Lord is compared with this tower. And so the strength of the tower, or the name of the Lord, is a protection to the saints. The name of the Lord is how God has made himself known unto us. We know God because of his name. His name immediately brings to our mind his attributes. It brings to our mind his titles. It brings to our mind his covenant. It brings to our mind all of the promises that he makes. So when the name of the Lord is spoken, we know who God is. Now, in the times much further away than today, these towers were very important landmarks. They were very important things, especially to a city. That tower was fortified. It was meant to be a watchtower. It was meant to be a place where enemies would have to go through. And it was the strongest place or the strongest part of a city. And so we see the illustration here, or the word picture, the object lesson here, that the strength of the name of the Lord is enough to protect His saints. So we see the strength in the name of the Lord and the sufficiency in the name of the Lord. And then thirdly, we see the saints' security. It's one thing to know that it is safe to protect, or strong enough to protect us, but it's another thing to know that we are eternally safe in His name. The name of the Lord is a secure tower. It is a tower that the righteous by faith, by prayer, by devotion towards God, by our dependence upon Him, we run to Him for our shelter. He is our city of refuge. The name of the Lord is not just a name, but it is actually the reference to who God is. We take comfort in God's name. We see the benefit in God's name. And so when we talk about dwelling with God, when we talk about finding our safety and security, we think on the name of the Lord. So Solomon really points out to here the importance of understanding that the divine power of God is not just something hypothetical. It's not just something that we think about as a possibility, but we rely upon it. And we know that it is, in fact, secure. John Gill says about this particular verse, he says, "What a strong tower it is to them that are within it. Against an enemy without, that is the power, strength, and might of Christ to His people. As a divine person, He is strong and mighty, the most mighty, the almighty. As man, He is the man of God's right hand, made strong for Himself and us. As mediator, He has all power in heaven and earth. In Him is everlasting strength for His people. He is their fortified place, or city of refuge, to flee unto on all occasions. He is the stronghold where prisoners of hope are directed to turn to. He is their place of defense and the munition of rocks, a strong, unbreakable, and unbreachable tower, so no enemy can work under it and plant a mine to blow it up. A tower so highly built, no scaling ladders can reach it. So fortified, no cannon can break through it or demolish any of its walls and bulwarks, which are His salvation. The gates of hell cannot prevail against it. It cannot be taken by storm or by the most violent attack of man or of devils." That is the name of the Lord, and within His name there is sufficiency and strength and security.